you do when this happens to you? Or when you meet someone like this? Well, if your friends decide to do that, what can you do? Well, tonight on Let's Talk, we'll explore this, of course, in our usual light-hearted manner. So please stay tuned. Well, first, welcome to the show, my colleagues in the house, Kathy Stanley. Welcome aboard.
Thank you, Sunday. Good to be here again.
Okay. And Alvin Singano, all the way from Central Africa. Welcome back.
Thank you. Thank you, sir. It's a pleasure to be back.
All right. Tancourt is tonight's topic here on Let's Talk. Well, how do you deal with a Tancourt? I spoke to a colleague, Salim, and I wanted to know her take.
You know what? I gotta be honest.
Okay.
I did not know what exactly that term embodied until we had this discussion.
You're not alone in that one, trust me. Even the whole panel didn't know about this either. Mm-hmm. Okay. One guy told me, you know what? Someone to change, to go against another group could be a good thing too. People will call that person, oh, this guy is bad, a tancoat, he betrayed us and all that. But it's not always a bad thing.
It really is not.
Now, yeah, can you tell me why you think so?
Here's why I think that.
Okay.
Okay, I think there are two frame of minds in our world. Okay. I think that there's a growth mentality uh-huh. and there's a fixed mentality.
Okay.
And so what that means is mm-hmm. growth mentality is you always approach things in a way that you don't think something is absolute. Like even science is not absolute. Mm. A vaccine or a drug or some sort of pill that was invented or found or discovered at some point
right.
might be changed at another point.
Uh-huh.
Or maybe in time, studies or scientific research might find something different that would benefit the world
right.
or the person or the people that are using it. And so that might be able to, I mean, the notion that is a set thing and it's absolute is such a wrong notion to have because it changes, right?
Things do change, yeah.
Science changes.
Science
I'm just
changes
giving one example as
example.
Science.
Okay.
But going back to the growth mentality, let's
mm-hmm.
say, that doesn't have to do with science or that doesn't have to be limited with science or any other industry, is that even in friendship or life, you know, if you have a growth mentality, you're not afraid to be corrected.
You look like a very outspoken person, so... Don't you maybe think of running for office at some point?
No, I really truly believe that there is a purpose in journalism.
Okay.
I really think that my role in life is to advocate for the principles of what journalism can do.
And are you ready to be called a tancoat if that comes in for those principles you believe in?
Maybe I would have a eureka moment.
Uh-huh.
This is such a great segue you're bringing up.
Uh-huh.
I didn't know that it was going to turn on me.
But it did.
It did. It just did. Maybe I'll become a diplomat. I don't know. And in fact, because the journalists deal with a lot of information, and
uh-huh.
information is power, as we know,
oh, yeah.
In any industry, be it military, be it without information, you can't really function
mm-hmm.
Or do the right, take the right decisions in leadership as well. So,
and well said. Looking forward for your candidacy.
What about you? Are you thinking about you're not thinking about becoming?
No, I'm good with journalism.
Running.
I think I can make a very good contribution to my people by being behind the microphone. So
you're not going to run for office? Is that what you're saying? Are you really not running for office?
No, I won't run
this
for office.
This is on the record.
This is on the
what
record.
What happens if you change your mind?
You can call me a tancoat. Thank you, Salim. This is Let's Talk. And we're discussing tancoat. Okay, back to the studio. So, everybody I spoke to today said, I've never heard of this word. Where did this word come from anyway? So, originally, when I dig, it said a person who tried to hide the badge of his party or a leader was a tancoat. This is because the expression came from changing principles or changing a party. And this is recorded back in the 1560s.
Wow. No wonder we've never heard of it, right?
Right. Okay, and that is according to the dictionary.com. But of course, you can hear it in some places. It was used when, you remember, Colin Powell, the general, when he decided to endorse Barack Obama.
Okay.
Yes, some people called him a turncoat. Because he's a Republican, he went to endorse a Democrat, and it was like, wow, how can he do this? He's a turncoat. So, hey, that's what people did. But anyway, when this happens to you, what do you do? Do you think this person is a bad human being? You cannot deal with him anymore? All things happen in life. I don't know. You tell me. Kathy Stanley, you're a woman, and from a woman's perspective, could be different. Tell me something about this.
I think it is something that just happens in life.
Okay.
Now, I want to kind of understand the term a little bit more.
Okay.
Turncoat. Does it mean that you're playing both sides? So say if you're one party, you want to switch over to another party. Does that mean you hide yourself from that one party to your advantage, and then you turn back to that party? Or does it mean you just turn your back and you're a traitor altogether?
You just turn.
Is that what that means?
That what means you just decided, you know what, I am going to turn around, and this court is turning on the other side from A to B.
And it happens. People change their mind.
Okay.
But I did read that, you know, in the early, I did a little research.
That's good.
But it did say that it was a duke, and he actually had his coat made to actually turn his coat. In both ways, because he owned some land, and the land was actually in the middle of two wars. Did you realize that? Mm-mm. The French and the Saxon.
Okay.
And so when they were on his land, he would turn his coat. If it was the French side, he would turn his coat to the white side. And if it was the Saxon side, then he would change his coat to the blue side.
So he's both sides.
So that's what I mean. Right. He was playing both sides. So that's what I was wondering. Is it
just one way or just go all over? So if that is the case, would you think that it'd be a clever thing to do, a good thing to do, or just, as you say, it's life? I don't know.
Well, some people say it's not a good thing to do, right? From what I understand, it's not a good thing to do.
Okay.
Because you're a traitor.
Uh-huh.
And exactly. Who wants to be called a traitor?
Nobody.
But yet, sometimes you change your mind, right?
Yeah, people do change their mind.
People do change their mind.
And you can't stop them.
And you can't stop them.
That's right. What about you, Alvin Singano?
I think from my perspective, it's, people grow, change perspectives, evolve, outgrow certain relationships.
Mm-hmm.
So it's okay if someone changes, I don't think it's a bad thing. If you change your mind on a subject or change political parties, I think it's okay. It's acceptable.
And when you say evolve, you reminded me of something, You remember during the election time when President Obama was in an interview, and this was the time they were talking about relationships, and they spoke about gay relationship. And he said, I've evolved. Change his mind. I said, I've evolved, I think.
I like that term. Yeah. No, I like that term.
Right?
Because it is true. You do change your mind.
Sometimes you can do that, right?
Why is that a bad thing?
Exactly.
Right. It doesn't have to be a bad thing.
Doesn't have to
it's
be a bad
healthy.
Thing.
It's healthy. It's good. If you don't change, that means maybe something isn't right,
But I think if you're playing both sides, it's
then that's really like the king that was
exactly.
doing.
That's no, a bad.
Hey,
thing.
That's not a bad thing. That king is protecting was,
that's
his
right,
land.
His land.
Right,
exactly.
That's
the king was trying to protect his land and trying to protect himself. So maybe that's the business side of you perspective. Maybe
that's true. Playing both sides. So true.
So true.
Wow, yeah. It's hard to do that now. Yeah. Well. We'll talk about it. This is Let's Talk, and we are discussing turncoat. For those of you just joining us, this is Let's Talk, a program of the Voice of America's Africa Service. It comes to you Mondays at 17:30 UTC, right here on the Africa Service of the Voice of America. Now, if something plays on both sides, it can be tough, it can be good, it can be bad. As you say, and sometimes who knows what you're trying to do, but you have to be very, very smart. Okay, I spoke to my colleague Caleb, and I wanted to know his take.
The term turncoat is mostly synonymous with a regime change in a country.
Okay.
Which is very interesting because you'll see a country that generally, let's say, is capitalist. For example, let's throw in Bernie Sanders.
Okay.
For the first time in American history, we're having a socialist, the Democratic, leading the Democratic ticket. He's had the most donations in the quickest amount of time. So if this guy gets elected, we're witnessing a turn court, a shift in the paradigm of the United States consciousness becoming more socialist and accepting it. So if that new person runs, most likely, if the turn court doesn't exist, then he will not get elected because people prefer the old regime.
Right.
But a turn court is essentially saying that a shift in people's thinking.
And that is what happened in France. They didn't know it would happen, but it happened in France.
Right.
And in the meantime, as you say, Bernie Sanders is almost leading, but he's not leading yet. He's just leading in some parties. And if you go the totals, Clinton's at 40%, Bernie Sanders at 25%. But of course, he's getting a lot of
attention. I think it's a little more attention. Closer than that. Yeah.
A lot of attention since the debate has been getting more attention.
And the most significant thing is money, because money is such a huge component to elections. Mm-hmm. Bernie Sanders is able to raise so much money. But he's not raising it through the big banks. He's not raising it through Wall Street like Hillary Clinton is doing. So that speaks much more volume because he's just able to raise a huge amount of money with the average dollar amount being $26.
From regular people.
Regular people. There is a shift in the paradigm.
And that is also a good example here that you find out in Africa right now. In Tanzania, for instance, they have elections coming up. Mm. And the main opposition guy used to be in the ruling party, Chama Cha Mapinduzi, for so many years, 40 years. And then all of a sudden, he decided he's going to join the opposition. Now, this guy's a turn court. But at the same time, he has a lot of support. And at the same time, you see in Uganda. We have another example in Uganda.